Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Jerry Brandon, who's CEO at Deep Verge. How are you today, Jerry?
Good morning, Zach. Very well indeed. Thank you very much.
Right. I gather you've had quite a busy year, which included the takeover of another company. How would you describe what's been going on at Deep Verge over the recent months?
Pretty much fantastic. I mean, despite Brexit, despite COVID-19, we've grown pretty much all year. Nobody's been in furlough. We've increased the number of staff. We guided 4 million for 2020. And on the back of recent events, it's likely that we'll actually beat that and heading at the same sort of growth rate into 2021.
So from my understanding, you're a company that provides services in the scientific area, is that right? Or how would you describe it?
Yes, very much. I mean, we actually help skincare and healthcare and consumer company product manufacturers improve the product that they actually sell to the consumer and get their products to the market faster. So everybody wins. We win for more contracts, increase in revenue per client, and the client itself cuts down on the overall cost of their development and their products to market faster. That's in the skincare side. And on the modern water side, we actually reduce the contamination detection speed from 24 hours to 4 or 5 seconds. So we reduce the amount of potential contamination that people would actually have. You know, no vomiting and no diarrhea running into hospitals, effectively.
Right. So, I mean, for people who are into the ESG thing, which I'm not quite a bit too old for that myself, but for people who are into that, you've got two prongs there. I mean, the you know, you're testing in an ethical way. You're testing products in an ethical way. So you're not no animals involved, no humans involved. So that's a plus. And then on the water side, you're sort of giving back, giving back lives to the world, really, aren't you?
Well, you know, the beauty about the acquisition of Modern Water is that, you know, the technology that we've been able to put into the acquisition of the equipment that is already there, they're already in 60 countries. They already have 3,000 installed base. So we're effectively adding the technology that we have into their existing installed base, which makes it so much easier because we own and control and pretty much dominate the actual target market for us. And that, as far as the ethical side of the business is concerned, I'm very much an animal lover, and I hate the idea of testing cosmetics and skincare products on animals when it's our skin. So why would you test it on animals?
Right, so you are a services company. How scalable is the business, and what are the opportunities that you see going forward?
Well, we've gone from 1,000 square feet to 6,000 square feet in York, which has expanded to the maximum that we can. The acquisition of Modern Water now allows us to actually have our laboratories in Delaware in the US and Shanghai in China. So it's already, just by this acquisition, has actually given us an additional footprint on three continents. Scaling-wise, it's virtual. So our clients actually test their skin products, their skin ingredients, in a virtual AI server facility. So therefore, very high margin on that and eliminating the actual cost, as I said, for them before it even gets to the testing of our lab skin. Fact is that human volunteers are no longer needed because that can be done remotely, and their cloned skin is actually then worked on in the laboratory. So it's massively scalable.
Well, it sounds like a relatively or a unique business. How do you think investors can value what you do and your valuation on the market?
Well, I've often said, even on social media, that a company is built over time, not overnight. So expectation of multiples or whatever it is, it will work itself out in time. The fact is that we've actually grown year on year by over 300%. And we're heading into 2021 on the same sort of growth trajectory, with the last quarter of this year being our best ever. That in itself should give people an indication. And because we're servicing markets that are 180 billion, because we're servicing that skincare, the water business is 4.5 billion And it's constantly growing. COVID has actually made it a situation where people's perception of this wastewater detection of COVID down the sewers hasn't been around except for the last few months, but in fact, it's been around for 40 years. And it will continue to be around long after COVID, because with modern water, they're testing 2,700 different virus, bacteria, and toxins. So a lot of growth for us to add our technology into existing equipment that's already there.
And in terms of 2021, is that a year of looking for further opportunity, or is it consolidating what you're doing at the moment?
Well, again, from a scaling perspective in 2021, you know, I will be giving a guidance on the around about mid-January of where we expect it. Because we've actually got the integration pretty much already, we've spent the last year, I suppose, working with Modern Water, because I was a director of there before we ended up acquiring it. That has allowed us to be fully integrated pretty much now. And so therefore 2021 is a growth year for us rather than the consolidation. I can't see us slowing down. That's pretty much where it's managing the growth is actually the biggest problem that we have. You know, we're hiring. Even yesterday, we actually are continuing to hire scientists at our York laboratory. So again, it's a matter of managing the growth.
Jerry Brandon, CEO of D-Verge, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. There we go.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.